arise to provide comments related to the Muslim ban and the protests related thereto. Six members of the Ansali family flew to Philadelphia with visas and had the right to immediate permanent legal residency this weekend. They boarded a flight from Qatar to Philadelphia. During their flight, the ban on travel directed at Muslims was hastily put into effect by President Trump. Upon their arrival, they were detained and then forced to fly back to Qatar. Their story is one of dozens being told by refugees, mothers, wives, children, fathers, students, doctors, interpreters. They have been detained, turned away, or told they cannot board their flights to America, despite having taken all the necessary steps to do so. Soon thereafter, on the same day, Saturday, several federal court judges determined that these detentions and deportations were in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. President Trump has broken the law and violated the Constitution in his first week in office. When governments target people based upon religion, the result is often abuse, and our history shows even devastation. Our nation is built on religious freedom, freedom from the religious persecution that our founders had to manage. This ban directly contradicts the values of our country. It builds on the lie that persecution is acceptable and effective. Not only is the Muslim ban illegal and immoral, it fails its intended purpose. Immigrants from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Russia, and Lebanon, countries where terrorists who have recently attacked America come from, are not included in the ban. In fact, there have been zero fatal attacks on immigrants from any of the seven countries targeted by the ban. This ban also punishes our key allies in the region, like Iraq, at a time when we cannot afford to alienate friends. I join with religious leaders, humanitarians, elected officials and citizens across the nation and this world to condemn the Muslim ban. And I hope to work with my colleagues here in the legislature to look at how we can compensate those who have had their rights violated as a result of the execution of this ban this weekend.